Sometimes it's in the oven. This was in a pan.
Interesting. Love that.
The grit. You remember Margaret said the grit had the best tofu recipes. He's learned how to do that
from there.
The grit.
Oh, she sent me that recipe.
You know.
Variations.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. And I think we're streaming or whatever you call it. Broadcasting. Transmitting.
Mm-hmm. There we are.
Part 2 of day 40. Plus.
plus subsequent days.
Yeah.
So we basically, we got to, Joyce was going to take us out and with the sea turtles. That's where we were. And we got to the beach and Rachel and Anne and folks headed south. They had a lot of, and they were moving fast. I was trying to live stream. It was really hard. I kept on thinking, because I knew the beach had some cellular network, so I kept on thinking, okay, let me just try and get some images from the beach where we landed, but it did not work. So I struggled with that for a little while and then decided to just eventually put it down. And when I put it down, I realized, or actually it was before I put it down, I did get a text message from Joyce that she had sent to both of us saying we've headed north. So we were a little late, which is why she had already left by the time we got there. Anyway, so they were too far away. I couldn't call to them. But so Kit and Mary and I turned around and we walked north. And I left the live stream stuff because it was really heavy with the battery underneath the pavilion. And we walked north. We ran into also Kathy Sakas's group. They were there. I was like, oh, there's a whole nother group of people. And then, of course, it was Kathy and her teachers who she was teaching. And we walked with them for a little while. Then Kit and Mary decided that they didn't want to walk anymore, so they turned around. And then Kathy and her group kept walking. But then she was getting nervous about the lightning, so she decided to turn around and head back. And I was like, do you think I should do that too? And she's like, you're a grown woman. She was like, I'm responsible for these people and I don't want anyone getting skewered on my watch. Because she was like watching the lightning come closer and closer. It was so beautiful. As
we
Rachel
were walking
said.
Towards the lightning.
Yeah.
And it was far away.
Yeah, it was far away. And so
I was
also
coming closer. And at some point, Eden got really scared.
Really? Well, so here's what happened. I don't think you even heard my story, but basically, like, so Kathy was like, we're turning around, and I was like, can I borrow your red lamp? Because I saw,
Joyce.
I couldn't see her, but I thought I saw red lamps in the distance, and so I was like, okay, I think they're up there, I'm going to try to find them. And so I borrowed the red lamp, and then I kept walking, and I kept walking, and then the red lamps, and I had walked really far, and then the red lamps went away, and I was like, did they keep going? And I was like, am I stupid for being out here on this beach by myself, and there's lightning coming, and the people who I'm trying to get to just disappeared? And I started, like, devising all these plans in my brain of, like, what would happen if the lightning just, like, came closer? Where would I go? Da-da-da-da-da. And so I actually, when the lights disappeared, I was like, you know what? I'm stupid. This isn't worth it. Like, I'll turn around too. But I was sure Kathy was already back at the pavilion. I had been walking for a while by myself. So anyway, I turned back to go back to the pavilion. And I passed this big log. And I probably walked for like 3 or 4 minutes back. And then I like just glanced back again. And I saw the red lights again. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to go for it. And I started running.
Yeah.
And I just, like, ran, but was very careful to not run into any sea turtles. And luckily there was enough light that, you know, you could kind of see the shadows and stuff. So, anyway, finally, it must have been at least, you know, a mile and a half or something. I caught up to, maybe 2 miles. I caught up to Joyce and all of her people, and they were watching. They were, like, paused. And that's why I also, like, was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. Because they were, like, stationary then. They weren't moving around. So, anyway, they were watching a sea turtle that was about halfway up the beach. And they'd seen the two of them had seen the trail. And then or two of them had seen the sea turtle emerge from the water. So that we were just like, this like stunned audience, keeping our distance because Joy said that's what we're supposed to do. Yeah. But everyone had red lights, so it was illuminated beautifully, and then we just watched for a long time, and this turtle, this very big turtle, like tried to go up a very steep bank, and then was like, okay, this is too steep, turn to go to a little bit to the side, and then looked like she was trying to nest. She was kicking up a lot of sand, and Joyce was like, okay, she's nesting, that means she's in a zone and we can get a little closer. So we went in a little closer, and we watched for a really long time, and then the turtle eventually like decided they didn't like that spot. So they came around, and that's actually when we got the best view of her, because her head was like coming out and just like looking around.
Amazing.
And I got a little video, but it doesn't really show the grandeur of this moment. And then she did a little loop, and then went back to, like, looked like she was kind of going back to where she first tried, but hopefully it was a little different, because I didn't want her to be disappointed. But then anyway, we watched for a little while, and then we were like, let's just give her some peace. Yeah. And so we all left together and walked back. And it was great to have Joyce. She was like, I was asking all these questions and she was answering them, and it was just fun to be with some young folks who really knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
In terms of the turtles. I'm sure Kathy would have had lots more to say. But yeah, it was really nice. And then spoke with a couple of them on the way back. And I was worried that you guys were like, the time was ticking, but I was also like, I wasn't getting any text messages at that point. And I was like, if I go back by myself, that's worse. Like, I should just stay with the group now. So
meanwhile, we had gone walking down the beach, and we didn't have any red lamps, but you could still see the shape of the turtle emerge. So we kept our distance and watched, and got to watch, we got to watch like three sea turtles emerge from the sea and go up into the dunes and move slowly, and it was very beautiful to watch that also with the gorgeous lightning reflected in the distance.
How far down the beach was it?
I mean, I'd say we walked maybe like 10 minutes down the beach. Okay. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched them for a long time, so because they moved slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw one on the way out and two on the way back, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time we'd been there, I guess about an hour, by the time we got back to the pavilion saw Kit and Mary, and the kids were definitely ready to go to bed, and Kit and Mary were really tired. But couldn't get back up to the car everybody just needed help to get home. So, but we didn't know. We knew from Kit and Mary that Sarah had gone north and met with and was with people. But we were all really worried about you. So James just took off and sprinted up the beach for about 10 minutes, but couldn't find you, and then came back. And so, but they were all like, oh, she's in safe hands, it's okay. So I was texting both Sarah and Joyce like over and over. And, but anyway, Joyce had a car, had a vehicle, golf
ATV.
Cart.
Yeah.
And so asked her to bring Sarah back. But we didn't have any, couldn't find her. And everybody was worried. Didn't have any way to
it's hard to have the cell phone service.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, and she's a grown woman and makes her own choices. So that's it. So we went home, and I think everybody was relieved to be in bed and have had a beautiful turtle watching night sky looking experience. Oh, we also got to we played in the water as well, and there were bioluminescence in the water, and it was like
yeah,
little fireworks cool. In the water. quite beautiful before leaving. And yeah,
and then that was like funny though, because then I was, so Joyce didn't have enough gas to like try to help me find the home, and I knew I could get on to,
she could get to, Sarah had a place to stay. She could stay at the birdhouse, and we knew Joyce knew where the birdhouse was, which is where everybody else was staying. So you weren't,
I wasn't going to be left alone. No. I was going to be fine. But anyway, Joyce, so like Joyce, at first Joyce was like, I'll bring you home, no problem. And then, but then she could, and I was like, I don't know quite where it is, but I'm pretty sure I can find it. And then we realized she didn't have any much gas. And so in the golf cart, so I was like, don't worry about it. Just drop you off at the birdhouses. I'm sure someone will let me, like Anne will help me get home or whatever. And so anyway, she dropped me off there. And then they, Anne and Margaret and Benita were still out sitting and drinking in the outdoor little space. And I was hoping that I was trying to text you to get a pin or something so I could, I should have like pinned it when I got to that house.
I sent Joyce a pin of the map.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
Oh, she did, but not.
But none of it was going through to you, so.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, she did not share that with me. So anyway, it was a fun adventure too. I hung out with them for a little while, and then Anne was going to take me, but then she realized she didn't want to get lost and be alone on the way back, so she just let me borrow the truck. And it took me a little while. I had to stop at like every house on that block because there are no lights, so you really can't see. And during the daytime, I knew I would have seen the kayaks. Like, I knew the range that it was in, and I knew when I had gone too far, and I turned around. But I hadn't, like, and I knew it was between the tree and a turn, but there were about six houses there. So it was just a slow process of finding it, but I managed to get home and all was well. So, and then we didn't do the biz back though, because they were fast asleep.
And, we didn't get home till like 11:30 or something like that. It was late enough. By the time everybody home, anyway. The next day, I got up early, and James and I went down to the beach, and had a nice morning time. I think he went for a run, and I just spent some time on the beach with the water. And it's just gorgeous. It's just one of the most beautiful places. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then came back to the house, and we all packed up everything and got ready to go, and then had another swim at the beach before leaving.
I took the car back, met you guys at the birdhouses again, and then we all went.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to revisit our the space where we landed.
Yeah. Today. And go for a swim.
Which was lovely.
It's a really great swimming ocean. Like the quality of the water is really soft and smooth. And the sand is really silky. And it's, it just feels really nice to be on that place.
Yeah. I'm glad we had a chance to do that again.
Yeah, me too.
Especially since then the rest of the day was like all travel.
Yeah, it was all travel. Yep.
And schlepping, picking things up, taking them off.
Packing and unpacking.
Lots of packing and unpacking. So we took the ferry from Sapelo to the mainland and went to Darien to pick up our boats off Paul and Kim's boat.
Yeah, had a very hot ride piled in basically in the middle of
but we a all fit, of packing boxes. Which was actually amazing.
Yeah.
With everything, we all
barely
fit.
It was very hot.
Just in that from there to Darien.
From there to Darien was the worst.
Was the hardest.
Yeah.
And but had been some concern that before that we weren't all gonna fit because no one had remembered that we actually had to get back. I can't remember. We talked about that on the dispatch.
So we got to Darien and we got the boats off Paul's. Actually, James and Jan got the boats off Paul's
awesome.
And loaded that onto Kent and Mary's car and transferred stuff. And
I got my stuff off the Captain Gabby.
Had a nice.
Had a great
lunch. Sandwiches and salads. And then headed back in. And the drive was really long. I kept thinking, this is a really long drive. And because we never made that drive.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we have in previous visits. But we didn't get down there by driving. So the drive seemed...
Felt really long.
Very long.
And you know that it's, like, half as short or half as long as the actual river.
In mileage.
Mileage because of all the twists and turns in the river.
But still, it was very long.
Yeah. And there was some traffic. We stopped at Home Depot to get some tarps and 2x4s for the kayaks to help them live safely.
We got to my parents and unloaded a whole bunch of stuff and left a whole bunch of stuff there. And they got some pizza, Ingleside Village pizza,
for the best.
And salads for everybody to eat.
And, which was so nice.
Yeah.
And then... We headed back to Atlantic.
We stayed in Macon because we still had to get all the kids' stuff that had been there for the past month. And figure out how to put as much as we could in our car to bring back to Atlanta. But, yeah.
And then... Yeah, so that was... And then we got back to Atlanta. I've been staying at Melissa's amazing space, the Mildred Thompson Legacy House. Studio, everything project. And last night we had a really great event. I'm trying to think, what did we do yesterday? What did we do? We had a meeting with Julia and Ian about installation.
Planning installation stuff and planning kind of how we're going to take the next steps of what we're doing. Yeah. So that's, you know, important.
Really important.
That's most of what we did yesterday. And then some packing and unpacking,
and then an event,
a flex event where we got to just share some of the things that
our first responses. Mm-hmm. It was great to have people ask questions and, like, I don't know, that was like maybe the most in-depth conversation we've had because most people knew the project already.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed
it.
And
we've just finished.
So. And now we have the whole picture, kind of. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a while to, like, reflect on this and understand really what we've got here. But we have to come up with our installations
and
plan
in the next week. And I was very happy. I was very happy to see everybody there. Mm-hmm. And Jackie Eccles came and it was great to have her there. She came a few hours late. Anyway, I could call out the name of everybody, but it was a good evening.
And it was Tom's birthday. Happy birthday, Tom.
And I still have his wristband to give back to him. Uh-huh. I've been wearing the whole trip since Wise Creek.
And yeah, it was great.
And it's the last day.
We've just been wrapping things up. More packing in and packing. Mm-hmm. It will continue. Mm-hmm. And we've got about an hour before I head to the airport.
Yep.
So here we are.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Part one complete.
Day 40, part two complete. But part one of Atlanta.
The
yes.
What do you think? Do you have any final words you want to say or leave everyone? All our big fans who are listening.
I love to think that people are that people do listen to it, and I know some people do. And it's also like our, but I mean,
it's a record. It's our notes.
Yeah, you know. So I guess the
anything you want to say.
The parting words, rather than to someone else, should really, in my mind, I guess I'm thinking of it. It should really be to ourselves.
You know what? We should have broadcast the conversation last night on the radio.
I didn't actually. I think that.
No.
I think that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
Oh, well.
Did you?
Anyway.
I thought you might have. I saw your phone. I think it's okay.
Just for our purposes. Anyway.
But our notes should be to ourselves, right?
Our notes are for ourselves. And also, like, I guess. Yeah. Big, again, like, just the amazing support we've had has been really awesome. And Time Warp, I think that's what I was feeling the most yesterday, was like, oh,
I kept saying I feel like I've been going between 3 to 6.5 miles per hour for the past 40 days.
I mean, 6.5 miles per hour is actually
at a sprint. I know. I was proud that I could get that fast. That's a sprint.
Yeah.
I could not maintain that. I'm not a John.
I did that only in.
Last name, Diedrich. Dieter.
Yeah.
I never wrote down his last name, yeah. So I don't know. But anyway, he
would can sprint. 10 miles per hour. Yeah.
14, I think, was his max.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I might be lying, but.
Anyway, I did that. Yeah, I think my fastest was when I was going to catch up with Kathy, meet Kathy at 10 a.m. Because I, had an hour. And I had to do 7 miles
an hour. You were sweating. I mean, I'm sure, you were, only 15 minutes late, you know?
Ten.
And it was, I definitely, I had a really leisurely morning that morning.
I'm sure you did. I was in the mood for a sprint.
Good. Man.
I had a leisurely packing.
I'm so glad.
And then a sprint paddle.
I'm so glad.
Anyway.
Distance you covered.
There you go. That's it for now.
Yeah. But wait, final words.
Final words. Thank you. Gratitude. Connectivity. Humbling.
Yeah, I guess really. Just. Allowing for the magnitude of the experience to kind of work and settle and move in both of us in the way that it can if we let it, I think, is where I put my hope for the next.
Mm-hmm.
How this first part ties into what may comes
we.
Next.
Maybe.
Exactly,
Let this evolve. Yeah.
There we go.
All right. That's all for now.